USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there is a report that a missing Iowa college student's body has been found. Police telling Fox News that Molly Tibbetts' body was found in Iowa, though no other details have been released. Tibbetts vanished after a run on July 18th in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. There had been a $366,000 reward up for information that could help find the 20-year-old. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is toppled by protesters.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, this racist statue's got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, this racist statue's got to go.
A group of 250 protesters using a rope to pull that monument known as Silent Sam down at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last evening. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama...
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
...comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
...of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
...in the Dark Ages.
I want to
get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
The last known Nazi war criminal in America is gone, sent back to Germany. ICE agents arresting Yaakov Pauly at his home in Queens yesterday, and he was immediately deported. The White House says the 95-year-old had been a guard at a Nazi labor camp, and he lied about his identity to get into the United States, and then he became a citizen in 1957. U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell says this is a big day for the Trump administration and America.
He arrived in Dusseldorf, Germany this morning, and it's a great day for the United States to have this individual out of our country.
He was speaking on Fox News. U.S. officials confirming Al-Qaeda's head bomb maker is dead after a drone strike last year in Yemen. Ibrahim al-Assiri was most recently believed to be working on miniaturizing bombs to fit them into laptops or other mobile devices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The jury in former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's trial has begun deliberating again today. That jury in Alexandria, Virginia, wrapping up a third day of deliberations yesterday without a verdict in the trial concerning tax and bank fraud charges against Manafort. Getting to the truth of his remarks about truth. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And we want to remind you, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.